Hello.
Yeah, I'm trying to speak with Gregory.
Who's this?
Okay, Gregory, I'm calling you from Hoffenmeser. You just had a discussion with one of my colleagues today, earlier today, and we're looking to build a mobile application, if that's familiar, like a marketing app.
Yeah, okay.
So, Gregory, I think you had a pretty detailed discussion with one of my subordinates, and he mentioned that you have an idea where on the taxi backseat and other places, you could display promotions from different other businesses who are looking to offer coupons or voucher codes or discounts, right?
Yes.
All right, so tell me a bit about it. I mean, it's an interesting idea. So how do you plan on pursuing this, and whether have you made some progress towards it yet, or are you starting from scratch?
Yeah, I'm technically starting from scratch right now.
Okay. And could you give me some background on where the idea came from? I mean, do you run a taxi service, or do you have an existing list of vendors that are looking to publish promotions on your platform?
Well, I'm an Uber driver, so I got and I got some friends doing the same job too, so we kind of like a multiple one on this. So that's where the idea came from. So I'm kind of like thinking of how to how to bring my idea and then try to make more business.
Okay. And are you like, I mean, do you said you run a taxi, you run an Uber service yourself, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you see, when we talk about a mobile application, we're looking at a certain cost as well, right? To develop the application, to get it live. And then I realized that you already have a clientele, people who use your service every day. They would be, they would be interested. So you don't need to, essentially market the service off the shelf, or you don't need to do any other kind of marketing activity. But even otherwise, we're looking at some kind of cost to develop the application, right? So I hate to talk about it upfront, but what kind of budget are you working with? I mean, what kind of budget do you want to keep this within, so I can guide you accordingly?
Well, I think I had a conversation like this with a week, something like that,
Yeah,
this
you spoke
morning.
to Rick.
Yeah, so I kind of explained it like because right now the situation is I was like when I was checking online, so the idea is like I was looking for like a kind of subscription, like a platform where I could use this type of or offer this type of service, but based on the explanation he gave me, so to have a, I mean to offer some kind of marketing service, I need to have like I need to own the app, so I need to like buy or like spend for some money so I can build the app. So that's what he told me this morning, and I was waiting for, because he said he was going to like put together some kind of I don't know, maybe like some kind of
A proposal, yeah.
a proposal so I can talk, because I got some friends who are interested with the idea too, so I could bring it up to them and then see if we could put something together to bring the idea to life. So something like that.
Okay.
Again.
So yeah, so Gregory, that's exactly what I'm calling for. So actually, after Rick spoke to you, he got back to me, and I head the product strategy team here, and it is me and my team that puts together a proposal based upon the idea, based upon the concept, and then we also try and keep it within your budget, right? I mean, we want to make sure we're not pitching something, or we're not proposing something that's out of that's beyond the ground realities. The financial and the time constraints as well. So that's exactly why I wanted to confirm with you. I mean, you mentioned that you'd have to reach out to your friends, who who may be interested in investing into the idea, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have some kind of budget yourself that you want to invest into it before you get out to an external investment, or are you totally dependent upon your friends and other people who may invest into it?
No, like, because you said 30 something. So me on top of my head. So like, I was thinking about $2,000.
Yeah.
So that's way less than what you what he mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I said like, after he sent me the proposal. So based on based on all the information, like, well, details you guys would would propose me, so then I will talk to some friends who can help me with that, and then see if we could maybe if it's not like one shot, maybe like in progress, so we could came up with this, because I think this idea could work, because a lot of people we met a lot of people every day. So and a lot of people, different kind of backgrounds. So, and if we bring flyers, like, let's say like a digital flyers, like putting stuff in front of them, like while sitting waiting until they arrive at their destination, that for between one day, so we might, even though between one day we have one people interesting with one ad we have, so like in times we could bring like a lot of people, so that we could we could generate a lot of money on our side, just showing out this thing, so.
Right. Yeah, I think the biggest benefit you have here. Yeah, I think the entire benefit you have here is that you already have people, that you receive every day from different backgrounds, and you don't have to, spend a lot upon marketing to generate traffic, as we call it, towards this platform. Right. So when people sit in your car, they have a screen that's displayed on the back seat, and you could play different promotions on it. And the vendors or the companies that use you for your promotions, they would of course give you a certain commission or a cut for displaying your advertisement upon their advertisement upon your platform on a daily basis, or like a monthly contract or something along the lines, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So just like I said, I mean, there's always more than one ways to pursue something. And, I understand that you were, kind of thinking this would be about a couple grants to pursue something like this. But, yes, if you talk about, like, a full-fledged mobile application that has all the necessary features of an advertising, platform, then, Rick was right. This something like this would cost you somewhere between $30,000 and $35,000. However, that is the end goal, right? I mean, that is not something that even if the larger companies out there that have a lot of investment backing, they don't right off the bat go into something full scale, right? They try and do something that's like an MVP, as we call it. That's a minimum viable product, right? So they try and build the core features first, right? Depending upon what kind of budget they're working with, what kind of time they have to pursue this, and then, as you get some, traction towards it, as you start getting some benefit out of it, then you can use that benefit or that monetary gains towards scaling the application towards, to its ultimate level that you may be envisioning right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there are actually two ways I can tell you that, regardless of who you get to work with, there are two ways you can go about it, right? If you were to do like a mobile application that's like an MVP that doesn't have like a lot of bells and whistles, you're looking at somewhere about, the $30,000 point mark is for the end goal, right? That you don't need to spend right off the bat. And I think you kind of mentioned that as well. If we could scale this in phases rather than going all in or, diving too deep without even testing the market first, right? So if you go for an MVP application before like a full-scale platform, something like this would cost you between $12,000 and $15,000, right? Now, the application would allow you to, and you know, the second option is, I mean, if you want to still bring this down, then, you know, rather than pursuing a mobile application, at this time you could even do like a web application whereby, you know, you just have to load the browser on the screen that's going to be displayed, you know, like an iPad that's going to be displayed on the on the back seat of the car, and you know, you could pull up a browser application that's going to play the advertisements in a similar way, because at the end of the day, your users or the target audience, they're not using the application themselves, right? They're sitting in your car, and that's how they see the, you know, the advertisements. So the user experience itself is not too relevant here. You getting my point? So it's not about whether they have the app on their phone or, you know, you play it on a web browser like a www.com, you know, like a website or a web application that has the capability for you to update the advertisements on a regular basis and be able to show interactive content that they can even click on. I mean, let's say, you know, there's a carousel of ads displaying on a screen, right? Like, let's say you sign up like five or six vendors at start that are ready to publish their ads on your platform. Now, once we build the platform for you, you will be able to add more advertisements yourself in the future, right? A. And then B, we could even make it interactive. So let's say, you know, there's an ad that's showing up from Starbucks, for example, like a BOGO offer, buy one, get one free. You know, underneath that could be a button that the passenger in the car could even click on or could tap on the screen to be able to get the, you know, the voucher code or the discount code that they can use to, you know, redeem that promotion at a Starbucks outlet.
Okay, that's a good idea too.
Right, you're getting my point? So it's not just about the visual content. You have to make it interactive as well if you want to, you know, if you want to woo, you know, many different service providers. Because at the end of the day, your customers or people who are going to pay you for this platform are going to be the service providers that want to display their advertisements, be that the local stores, local restaurants, like local bars. But they are the ones who you want to pursue and who you want to satisfy, you know, in terms of what the platform has to offer. So rather than offering just visual content that's available all the way, you know, in most cities these days, you have a lot of advertisement, you know, so they may not be interested in something that's just visual, right? If it is interactive, if the passenger or the target audience can actually interact with the advertisement, that actually would be a better idea, and that could help you get a lot more service providers to display the advertisements on your you know, web application displaying on the passenger seat.
Okay.
Right?
So,
So
like,
that's it.
a website like this, a website like this, or like as mentioned. So, how much I'm looking at?
Well, before I jump the guns on you about the numbers on how much this would cost you, let me tell you what the website should essentially entail, right? Because again, it's not just about, you know, regardless of who you get to work with, you should know what you require in order to pursue this as a website, right? So you don't just need a beautiful front end that is interactive, but you also need a back end where you can, you know, that you can use to upload advertisements without having to get into the code, right? You don't have to. I'm sure you're not proficient with coding yourself, and that's probably why we're speaking today. So what you can do is, you know, instead of just giving you a beautiful front end with a few ads displayed, we can also give you a back end system that's going to allow you to upload the ads as you onboard different service providers, you know, on a regular basis. So you don't have to stay dependent on us, or you don't even have to go out to another developer to be able to add more advertisements or add more content to your
That's
web
impressive.
application.
Okay. Yeah,
Right?
no, I see.
So we're looking at, I mean, if this was, you know, and I think we're speaking at a good time as well, because if we were talking about this on a regular day, something like this on a regular day would cost you somewhere between 4,000. North of 4,000, right? $4,500, right? And that, I'm talking about the complete system, just based upon a website, like a web application rather than a mobile app. The same plan that, you know, Rick gave you for $12,000, or the code that I gave you for $12,000, all that brought together, instead of doing a mobile application, doing a website would cost you somewhere between $4,500 on a regular day. However, you know, we still have our Veterans Day promotions running. I think you're still looking at the website, so, you know, we have a banner running on the website as well, and we had a flat 50% discount That's still valid. Now, I'm not too sure how soon do you plan to start this idea, or and how you know how long will the promotion for the Veterans Day last. But as long as you want to kick this off on on a good note right off the bat, I can even try and avail the 50% discount for you, and this would bring the price down within your budget somewhere between $2,000 and $2,300.
Okay.
And this again, I mean, this we're just having this conversation to understand together the viability of the idea, right? Whether how you can pursue it within the limited means that you have, without having to go out to the investors before, reaching out to tons of people and see whether some may be interested in it. The best idea is that if you have a proof of concept, as we call it, like a proof of work, then it's much easier to have investors get on board. I mean, who knows? Sometime down the road, since like you mentioned, you meet people from different backgrounds. Someone who's a let's say an investor or someone who's looking to invest and who avails your Uber service may even be interested in scaling the platform with you. I mean, and they might just reach out to you and ask you if you want to pursue this and you want some kind of funding to scale this in return for a share. Even that could happen. So, these possibilities open up when you have something in the works and when you have something to show as far as the proof of concept is concerned.
Okay, so I'm about to go bring my kids somewhere. Are you able to send me an email, like contact information, so I can go back to you, because I need to think about it too. So just to make sure, like everything,
Yeah,
but
definitely. Yeah.
I'm really on trying something. So I'm definitely interested. So I just need to make sure, like, I'm gonna take the right decision,
Definitely,
So
and well.
I don't know if we can give you my email, because I share my email with him.
Well, I think Rick has your email, and he's going to get back to you anyway. So, once he emails you, I'll ask him to keep me in the CC as well. So I'll add my notes about the discussion we've had, the follow-up discussion we just had right now, and I'll put that in an email as a second option as well.
Okay. All right. Cool. So let's do this, and then we can keep the conversation. So in between, yeah.
So shall we reschedule for tomorrow after I send you the email today? Shall we, what times work for you, sometime later today or tomorrow?
So let's send the email first. So and then from there I will contact you.
All right, perfect. That sounds like a plan. So I'll get back to you by email then. All right,
All
Gregory?
right. Okay, no problem.
All right, take care of your kids. All right, I'll let
All
you
right.
go.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy the
Bye-bye.
day. Bye.